You want to talk about, okay, the reason why, and I understand that, but give this man credit. I'm not, his path is different than Mike's.
You could talk about Derrick Rose quitting. He did. You could talk about the rest of the players quitting. I'll go on record. Their coach quit way before the postseason.
It's the future!
Down and Distance on WGNplus.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Down and Distance, Two Dads Talking Sports, a.k.a. DAD. I'm your host, Jared Payton, alongside Sean M. Davis, one on Twitter. We do have a special guest today, my man, Xavier Pope. I don't know what you want to be called, sir. I mean, you have so many different aliases. I don't know, is it the best-dressed man in radio? Is it TV? Is it just in...
It depends on the
media
platform.
I mean, why don't you just say media, and then you can cross all barriers?
That doesn't kind of hit hard enough.
No, but then now you're going to have to change it. So your hashtag changes all the time.
Well, how many hashtags do you use, JP?
You got about
1,000 hashtags.
No. I only have a
couple.
Hashtag
champ.
Hashtag be great, but yours would change best dressed man in radio, and then when you I can get it. I dig it.
The basic is best dressed.
I understand.
So right now, I'm on your radio show.
So you're best dressed man in radio.
Best dressed man in radio.
But Sean, I think Sean looks better in his outfit today than you do. So how are you going to do? What are you all going to fight?
Because he was in daddy mode today.
I'm sorry.
Dad podcast, he had to be in daddy mode.
Exactly. I had to do with the whole Chicago Kids thing.
I'm not knocking you down, okay? I'm not giving you.
You can't knock down your birthday twin.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a 10 today.
Okay. I can take that.
He gets a 10 for casual?
I'm going to get a 10 for casual. This is.
You have to see.
I actually matched.
It's all relative.
If you see the coat I had on with this outfit.
Yes, then I would.
And you see the pocket square that's in that coat.
Bing.
Bing, bing.
My bad. Even my casual is
best dressed.
I totally got off just subject. I mean, I was rolling too for a minute and then just took it all over the place, man.
First down.
What episode is this again? I already forgot. 13?
13, man, and we're talking about the best dress, so we might as well talk about the best team in Chicago and the National Hockey League.
Let's go. Everybody knows right now what's going down in Chicago. It's the Blackhawks. To see a team like the Blackhawks, and we've talked about this just the last couple of months, of what the Blackhawks mean to the city. We understand that Chicago is a Bears town. It's always going to be a Bears town. But to see what the Blackhawks have done, winning Stanley Cup championships, how consistent they are, just how the organization is run, there's something that just sits in me every time that I see him on. It's different. You go to certain games, and I've had an opportunity to go to every stadium here in Chicago to watch our beloved teams play. There's a different feeling when I go to the UC and I see that team on the ice. Mm-hmm. A totally different feel. And to see how the game kind of went, game one went to game two, to the thriller we all got to sit and watch. I've never, playing soccer, I've never seen a header on the ice before in my entire life.
No one did.
When you saw it, you knew that was illegal. I didn't know that there was a rule. But I'm like, a game cannot end like
even
that.
The guys didn't know that.
Yeah. But hold up, though. This is what bothers me, though, is, listen, a goalie can save a goal with his mask.
True.
Why can't you head it in puck? Come on, man. I've heard people say they've never seen that before. We got to change that rule.
Defensemen
have to change that
defensemen,
rule.
Defensemen, though, they can jump in the way
of a
puck and with their head, body, do whatever they want to as well. So,
yeah.
But your body is blocking the puck as opposed to using the puck as a scoring weapon. Basically.
Now, the interesting thing was if he had headed it down to his stick and then pushed it in, it would have been legal.
Oh, man. Just Andrew Shaw, thank you very much. Because I vined that, and I'm telling you right now, I just got a notification today over 3,500, just loops. So it's going to keep growing. Thank you very much.
The amazing thing about the Blackhawks to me, and, I'm not a bandwagon Blackhawks fan. I'm just a sports fan.
Yeah.
So when I watch them for the love of the game. And the National Hockey League always puts on the best show from a playoff standpoint. I've said that.
It's pretty consistent.
And that's a basketball fan. Yeah. A pure NBA fan saying this.
Yeah.
There's no better drama than the NHL playoffs. And with that being said, 5 Western Conference finals in 7 years, it's absolutely amazing. I'm sure we're going to get to somebody else that's been to 5 conference finals in the last 7 years in a little bit. But from a team standpoint, what we're watching, I think they're vastly underrated as a franchise. This is the same franchise that while the Miami Heat were running off and rattling off, what was it, 32 straight games?
Yeah.
The Blackhawks were right there with
them. There with them.
Yeah.
You know how difficult that is in hockey?
Difficult.
So this organization has done things that pretty much are synonymous with greatness.
And the greatness is also as how they've managed the salary cap in the NHL and how they've been able to
keep
retool,
the core.
Keep not only just keep the core, but different guys that contributed to the playoff run, lose those guys, bringing different guys, bringing a guy like Antoine Vermette, who's contributed mightily in the last game.
Yeah.
You know, his line was putting pressure on the Ducks until a goal was scored. So just fiscally responsible franchise and continually having a competitive team.
To always have that next guy being groomed by the great players at the top. It was what, Saad for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
He was the young guy you saw coming, and now he's coming into his own.
Right.
And now it's Tara Vinen.
Yes.
He's playing, on that third line, and you see him coming. You know, so when Hossa leaves, which is another probably in about 2 years,
Caravine
is going to fit right into that role. And for them to continue to restock and do it the way they're doing it,
absolutely,
man, this is the perfect model. And by the numbers, great article on ESPN, you know I'm not a numbers guy, but by the numbers,
yes,
they're one of the teams in the NHL that they use numbers more than anybody else.
I'm not a numbers.
They use numbers more than anybody else. And the three areas, I think they said goaltending, puck possession, and specialty teams, which is power play, penalty killing.
Yeah.
They were the only team above the NHL average threshold.
And
the
all
only
them.
Team in all three.
That's what
which
you
lends
want.
You to believe, you know what? This is why this team plays the way they play, manages the way they manage, and this is why they're beloved in this city.
Yeah, and it's done quietly, though. I mean, it's fans are loud, but I don't know generally do people really truly respect of the greatness that we're actually seeing.
No, because it's hockey. Let's just be honest. It's hockey.
I get that, but we're, you know, let's just go back. I mean, the three of us had a chance to watch greatness, and since we've been here, we've had just drops of it, whether you talk about, you know,
your dad,
my dad, the 85 Bears, to the Jordan era,
right,
to that relationship, to the, you know, Pippen and Jordan, and just to now to see that for these young kids that are growing up, you know, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves are the modern day Jordan and Pippen for these kids. You know what I mean? To look and see, like, this is what the standard's about.
Even with your dad and the 85 Bears, there was drama.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the Jordan era.
It's drama.
With Krause, Phil Jackson, Jordan, there was drama.
Drama.
Is it the organization or is it the players that win championships? The Blackhawks?
Well, yeah, but you, yeah.
Even if there is something?
We don't know about it.
Yeah, you don't know, but but you have, there's something special and there's something to say about an organization that where people want to come to play for.
Oh, absolutely.
When guys just, they want to come and play for your team, that speaks volumes.
And we support, this city supports the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, they do.
Highest attendance, over 27,000 a game. Highest, largest average local television audience, 153,000 on CSN Chicago of any U.S. team. So this city gets excited about the Chicago Blackhawks. An $825 million value of this team, fourth in the NHL. When
do you have who's above them?
The Rangers,
of course.
Yeah.
The Rangers, the Maple Leafs, as well as the Canadians. You know those.
So you're talking about
the Maple Leafs and the Canadians.
These are the giants of
the sport.
Yeah. Hold up, you're talking about two Canadian teams and the New York team. So where we sit there is pretty. That's pretty good.
That's incredible.
I mean, I had no clue how big. Listen,
but even with everything being perfect, I don't see Chicago surpassing those three teams.
No, but listen, I had no clue when I went to Montreal to play
how big
for the Alouettes. I had no clue how big hockey was. No clue.
Oh, man.
I got to Montreal, and how we talk about football here, yeah. That's hockey there.
Absolutely.
I mean, everywhere you go, I'm going, man, can I get a story, an NFL story on somewhere? On TSN? Nothing, just hockey. I'm done. Let me go to Tim Hortons and get me a nice donut and a mochaccino. I'm good.
We're not trailing the third team, the Montreal Canadiens, by that much in team value, only a little bit over $100 million. So we are right there on the heels of a historic franchise.
Their
Montreal
franchise
Canadiens.
Is even rebuilding from a winning standpoint. Montreal,
absolutely.
Right now.
And we have some big news about the Toronto Maple Leafs today.
Yeah,
hitting
Babcock.
Bid Babcock.
8 years, a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Which lends yourself to think about what is Q worth.
That's,
Babcock can get 8 years, absolutely. Almost $50 million. What is Q with two Stanley Cups and maybe another one. Way?
Absolutely. Sit back. I mean, Chicago better just get ready to maybe bring that couple of Brink trucks. You know, here I'm just beeping.
Beep!